stand idly by, we share in the blame.
Welcome back to EcoTalk with Betsy Rosenberg. I am your host, and in this section we're going to get an update on the cleanup going on, of course, along the Gulf Coast because of Hurricane Katrina, one of just three in a row that was extremely devastating, as you know. It may be off the front pages, but still a very dirty business and getting dirtier as the public turns its attention away. And to shed some light on that, because that's what we try to do here on EcoTalk and help take our heads out of the sand and see what's really going on down there, we're going to check in with Daryl Malik-Wiley. He's an environmental justice organizer with the Sierra Club New Orleans chapter, and he's been working hard on trying to make sure that with this emergency, the proper regulations are being followed as much as that's possible, and also to make sure that the place is rebuilt in a way that is fair and just to the locals there, and the benefits and profits don't just go to these big companies who are coming in and, in some cases, trying to take advantage. But our immediate concern today is on an attempt to really start letting some environmental regulations go by the wayside, as some of the stuff that's being dumped in wetlands and marshy area around New Orleans is really not so environmentally friendly. So thanks for joining us, Daryl.
Oh, glad to do it, Betsy.
How is it going since we last spoke to you?
Well, it's the good news, bad news story. It's there are more people back in New Orleans. Things are starting to get more normal. I had regular garbage pickup this morning, which is, wonderful, but there are lots of problems with where they're going to put a lot of the storm debris into the old Gentilly landfill that we're concerned about.
And that landfill had been closed because it was full to capacity?
It was closed because, yes, it had filled up and it had some problems with the... This landfill was built before we had environmental regulations, so it could not be placed where it is today because we don't do that anymore. But, when this one was built, swamps were good places to throw stuff because they were worthless, but we know better now.
Yeah, and yesterday's swamp may be today's wetlands with habitat that we weren't aware were there.
Yes.
So what kinds of illegal dumping have you witnessed or have heard about firsthand?
Well, they're legally putting stuff on top of the old Gentilly landfill right now, but what has happened adjacent to it, just almost a mile away, is an illegal land place where they're dumping in, and I went by there this morning and took some additional photographs. There were creosote telephone poles, old refrigerators, insulation, biological hazard bags that were just dumped on the side of the road.
Wow. Are people who are in the area, residents who were flooded out and returning and rescue, or I shouldn't say rescue, but I guess just reconstruction workers, debris removers, are they taking precautions and wearing masks? Because I imagine there's a lot of chemicals in the environment.
Yeah, it's not only the chemicals. It's all the mold that has grown, because the sheetrock in the houses was wet in some cases for 3 to 4 weeks. And when the water went down, there's all sorts of different molds that are growing in on the sheetrock. And a number of allergist specialists have said it's really of concern to people that are allergic to those type of molds, can have real serious reactions. So they talk about needing to have full face masks and make sure you're covered and things like that. So it's both chemical and biological hazards in the cleanup process.
So I understand a lawsuit has been filed.
Yes, there's been a lawsuit filed. The Louisiana Environmental Action Network, or LEAN, believes that the way the state went about reopening this landfill is not proper. There were a number of different parts of the complaint, and we're going to see how that moves forward. One of the concerns is with the additional weight on top of the old landfill, it will compact and actually squeeze out any leachate into the surrounding ground and groundwater.
Including oozing a lot of toxic chemicals, I'm sure.
That's correct.
Well, in our next segment, we're going to be looking at the hidden side of garbage, so we're leading up to that. Is this very discouraging, or is this what you'd expect to see in the wake of a disaster, that you got to do what you got to do to get the debris removed to start the rebuilding process?
Well, it's discouraging because in 1965, we had Hurricane Betsy, and they took all the stuff in New Orleans to a place called the Agriculture Street Landfill, where they burned it, and then subsequently they covered it over and built houses on top of it. And that turned into a Superfund site. And are we setting ourselves up in the future with Gentilly the same way? And so we're concerned that, we're wasting tax dollars. We're making possible environmental problems in the future.
And how far away is the Gentilly landfill from where people live and work?
It's about a mile and a half to the closest neighborhood.
That's not so far?
Yes.
And what do you see in the remaining minute over the next 6 months happening? Is New Orleans going to be able to get back on its feet and rebuild, or is it just going to be layer after layer of environmental and health hazards and challenges?
I think we're going to be able to move forward and start rebuilding, but I think a lot of it's going to be debates and policy struggles over who has the right to come back home. And, you know, I think there's going to be an effort to try and keep some of the poor black out of the city, which is outrageous.
And what about the rebuilding? Are locals getting involved in some of those decisions in our last 30 seconds?
They have set up a couple commissions to try and get locals involved. To date, they haven't been as open as we would like.
Of course. Well, thanks for the update, Daryl. We'll let you get back to work, and you are doing great work down there.
All right. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Daryl Malik-Wiley, Environmental Justice Coordinator with the Sierra Club Delta Chapter in New Orleans. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to meet the author of a book that is about one of my favorite topics, and that's trash. Where does it go? Doesn't go away. What happens to it after it's out of sight, and why you should be concerned about it. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Stay with us.